They are living in Jambudweep. There are other dweep, there are other islands which are also described. And in Jambudweep, there are 9 tracts of land called 9 Varsha. In Jambudweep, there are 9 Varshas. Out of these, in all these 9 Varshas, some form of Supreme Lord Vishnu is worshipped by prayers, by the president of that planet, along with all the followers. So why is important Jambudweep? Because there is a prayer of Lord Vishnu on every tract of land. All the islands were given by Maharaj Priyavart to his sons to rule. And all the tract of land of Jambudweep, except 1 or 2, was given by Agnidhar Maharaj to rule by his sons. So all these Varshas are after the name of son of Agnidhar. Except Bharat Varsh, in which we live, which is only the Varsh that is visible. The other 8 Varshas are subtle, not visible to the human eye. Hari Varsh, Kim Purush Varsh, Ketumal Varsh, these are the different name of the Varsh which are not visible. Like Hari Varsh, Narsingadev is worshipped by Prahlad Maharaj. Kim Purush Varsh, Ramchandra is worshipped by Hanuman. It's not visible. But there are people living there. Which people are living there? Those which are coming from the heavenly planet. They stay there for 10,000 years, free from any, from all anxieties, no disease, no old age. So they are also bhoga varsa. Only there is the enjoyment. They cannot do, the residents cannot do some practice to go back to Godhead. Only one varsa, Bharat varsa, in which we are living. This Bharat Varsh is the land surrounded by a salty ocean. All the tract of land surrounded by salty ocean is called Bharat Varsh. The portion of the Bharat Varsh is called Bharat Khand, which is from the Kanyakumari to the Himalaya. This is called Bharat Khand. It's a portion of Bharat Varsh. But the whole land is called Bharat Varsh. Jambudweep, Bharat Varsh, Bharat Khand. It's like this. So let us read now the verse 2nd, which is the question, and verse 3rd, which is the question by Maharaj Parikshat. He is interested to know in detail the description of Bhumandal. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now these verses are in prose, so it cannot be chanted responsively. So yesterday's verse was Raja Uvacha, means Parikshit Maharaj is asking this question from Sukhdev Goswami. And who was sitting in the assembly? Many sages. Vyasadeva was sitting there. Narada was sitting there. Agast, Atri, so many others were sitting there. All were not devotees. Some were jnanis. Some were yogis. So, this second verse now we are reading. Tatrapi priyavarta ratha charana. Priyavarta ratha charana. It means King Priyavarta's chariot's wheel. wheel of the chariots of King Priyavrat. Parikhatahi saptabhihi sapta sindhava. There become seven ditches which become seven seas. Sindhu means seas. So seven seas were created by the pressure of the wheels of the chariot of Maharaj Priyavrat. And each reservoir of this sea of liquid has a different from one another. The sea which we know is only one of salt water. Then there is the sugar cane sea and ghee sea. Sea with a clarified ghee and so many other. Are you surprised to hear this? When I speak on this, I say, who put the salt in this sea? Government? Who put the salt in this sea so much? The answer is God has put the salt in this sea. Prabhupada used to say, Krishna has put the salt in the sea as a preservative to keep this water for the generation to use. It will never be exhausted. This is Prabhupada's comment that people are now saying there will be scarcity of water on the planet, but they are making fools because Krishna has a reservoir of water in the form of ocean with a preservative which will never be exhausted. But if you don't perform yajna, then there will be no rain and you may be thirsty and die, but there will be no scarcity of water. So who put the salt in the ocean? The answer is nature. God. So nature can put salt, he can put also sugar. What is the problem? If you have not put this, the one who put sugar can also put salt. Salt can put sugar, he can put ghee. What is your problem? If you have not done this, then don't ask it. So this is the different taste of all these. Sapta Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean. Upakalpita yata etasyaha sapta dvipa vishesha vikalpa stavya bhagavan. And because of these oceans, there become tracts of land which are called islands or dvip. There are also seven dvip. Jambu dvip, Pulkash dvip, there are Samal dvip. You know the Samal dvip? The Govardhan was living there in Samal dvip. And it was son of Drona mountain. And Pulastha Rishi went there and he asked for that Govardhan and he was taking to the Banaras. But on the way, Govardhan stayed here and never moved from here. So that is a place called one island. So these are our histories are there. So Prabhupada writes here that even before Sukadeva Goswami, in Vedic literature, there is a full description of all these planetary systems. Already research is done by rishis. They went there by their subtle powers of their meditation and yoga. The modern science, they are trying to know this, but they will never understand it. This is already existing. Already research is done. There is no need to waste time on this. Simply make right use of human life. What is the purpose of human life? To be self-realized, go home back to Godhead. Don't waste time in useless research which is already done. It is called research. It means it is already existing there. You are trying to research. Which means again you are trying to find it out. So it is there. It's not. It doesn't mean that you are making it something. So khalo suchita etada evaklyam aham manato lakshnatascha sarvam vi jigyaswami. Humbly I am asking that please you describe in more detail about these seven islands and seven oceans. What is their dimension? How big they are? So this was the question and the translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, means Sukadeva Goswami, the rolling wheels of Maharaj Priyavrat's chariot created seven ditches in which seven oceans came into existence. Because of these seven oceans, Bhumandal is divided into seven islands. Bhu means earth. Bhumandal means different tracts of land. You have given a very general description of their measurement, names and characteristic. Where is this? In first chapter of the fifth canto. Now I wish to know of them in detail. Kindly fulfill my desire. Okay, this is the humble request of Parikshit Maharaj. Why is he asking this question? The third verse answer that. So verse 3. Bhagavato gunamaya stula rupa. It is here, huh? Bhagavato gunamaya stula rupa. Aveshitam manohe agune api. The first line. Okay? Bhagavato gunamaya stula rupa. Bhagavato means Supreme Lord. Gunamaya means along with three modes of material nature. Stula rupa. Stula means gigantic form. It means the universal form of the Lord is material. Of the creation of the material energy, three modes of material nature. Is it clear? The line? Bhagavato gunamaya stula rupa. Stula rupa means universal form. So universal form of the Supreme Lord, which is gunamaya, it means which is material. Aveshtam. If I think of that, avishtam, the concentration is mano, mind's concentration will go beyond that. In what? Agune api, the one who is beyond three modes of material nature. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Dāi Gaura Sundar ki, Krishna Vallam ki, Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. Hare Krishna. So this is the first line. By meditating on the universal form, where is this description? In Sukhdev Goswami opened his mouth in second canto of Bhagavatam. First chapter, he is saying, first one should meditate on the universal form. This is the second canto, first chapter. First, he started speaking like this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a comment. He said, in this verse, verse 3, Parikshit Maharaj is not saying that my mind will enter by universal form into the subtle form. Not my. It means he is not interested. But there are so many yogis who are doing meditation on universal form. They are also sitting there. So he is asking this question for their benefit, not for himself. This is the comment by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on this verse. Because there are so many other... So even Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking. Ek tvena prithvik tvena bahuda vishvato mukham. This is... My pure devotees ananyastintayanto mam. They only think of me. But others, ekatvena, they think I am non-different than God. We are one. Bahutvena, they think all demigods are also different form of God. Vishvato mukham as a universal form. They think about by these three ways. This is Bhagavad Gita. Why is Krishna speaking like this? Because there are this category of people living in this world. Some are meditating, Aham Brahm, I am Supreme Lord. They are there. There are some there. Every demigod is a limb of the Supreme Lord. So he is also supreme. Bahudo. They think there are many. Vishvato Mukham. Some say every what universal form is the original form of the Lord. So they are also worshipper. Prabhupada comments in that. Of the three. Those who think meditate on universal form are the best. Because they are meditating on the form. It is a form. It's not formless. The number two is Bahuda Mukham. Anyway, our demigods are part, they are also limbs of the part of the universe, universal form. But Ektven are third class. As Prabhupada's comment on that verse is like this. Because they think they are God. They are the lowest. But they are there. Such type of description is in Bhagavad Gita. So same thing is also in Bhagavatam. But when we reach to the last verse, it will say all this is useless. Just you become devotee and chant Hare Krishna. Something like that. So when we read the whole subject, then we understand what is the purpose. So first line says, by meditating on the universal form, one's mind will penetrate beyond universal form into the origin of universal form. This is why I am asking this question. Because if I know the greatness of this Bhumandal, then one who has created Bhumandal, I can think of that. This is the purpose. Second line, Sukshamtam Atma Jyotish Pare Brahmani Bhagavati Vasudevakshay. Who is Nirguna? Universal form is Gunamai. It is material. But beyond universal form is Sukshatam. It is very subtle. Atma Jyoti. It's self-effulgent and all the souls are manifested from that. Pare Brahmani, this is beyond this material creation. It's called Bhagavati Vasudev Akhya. That's called Vasudev. The another meaning of Vasudev is all-pervading. So whatever we see, grass, beyond that, the subtle is Vasudev. Which is transcendental, which is not gunamai, it is aguna. Third line. Kshamam aveshtam tatto haitad guru aharatya anovarnitum iti. You are Jagat Guru, Sukhdev Goswami. You can speak this because they can accept your verdict. My Lord, you please explain this. So translation. When the mind is fixed upon the Supreme Personality of the Godhead in His external feature made of material modes of nature, the grass universal form. Is it clear? Next line. It is brought to the platform of pure goodness. Then mind will come at the level of pure goodness. In that transcendental position, one can understand the Supreme Personality of the Godhead Vasudeva, who is his subtler form, who is the subtler form of universal form. Now understand this like this. Body, you see this body, okay? But body is existing on the... What is the foundation of functioning of the body? Soul. So if there is a soul in the body, body is functioning. But we cannot see soul. So universal form is like a body. Grass body. But inside that grass body, the subtle is Vasudev. Because of that, the whole universal form is working. Is it easy to understand? Body, soul. Vishwarup, Vasudev. Vasudev is the soul of the universal form. Because of subtle. Subtle means which is not seen. So that is Vasudev. Now there is a qualification. There are qualities of Vasudev. The quality is self-effulgent. That Vasudev is self-effulgent. It means the universal form is not self-effulgent. It is It is dark. Okay. It needs for its existence subtle form. It's not self-effulgent. see the diamond or gem, they are self effulgent. They don't need anything else. But the lamp, it needs oil. It needs something for its lighting. So universal form needs behind the presence of Supreme Lord. But Supreme Lord don't need anybody for his existence because he is self effulgent. Is it okay? Number two, the other quality is beyond modes of material nature, aguna. That form is niraguna, beyond three modes of material nature. O my Lord, O Guru, please describe vividly how that form means, which covers the entire universe is perceived. How that form means universal form. How that can be perceived. How can we perceive universal form and subtle form? So what is the purpose of this sthana leela? Srila Prabhupada used to say, there is a creation leela of God and there is a ras leela of God. Both are important for the devotees. The creation leela, srishti leela, and ras leela, both are important. So this sthana leela is also in some of these chapters, this question will be raised. Why this material world is created? People are suffering. The answer is given. It's not desire of the Supreme Lord to create this material world. It's the desire of the living entity they want to enjoy. So Supreme Lord has simply given them facility out of his mercy. So material world is created as a mercy of Supreme Lord to give facility to the living entities who want to enjoy separate from Krishna. So what is the business in the material world, real business in material world? To give up our false mentality of enjoyment and revive our original constitution of servitude. That is only the purpose of human life. Jivera Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. That is only the purpose of life. If we realize that, no enjoying mentality. As long as we have enjoying mentality, we are in a material world. When this mentality is changed into servitude, service mentality, that is the perfection of the human life. Therefore, are the names given after during initiation is Das. All your names are ending, all our names are ending with the word Das. Simply to remind us, we are not here for enjoyment, we are here for service. So this is only the purpose of the whole universal creation, to really revive our consciousness of servitude from the false enjoying mentality. So, Srila Prabhupada's purport starts. Maharaj Parikshit had already been advised by his spiritual master, Sukhdev Goswami, to think of the universal form of the Lord, and therefore, following the advice of his spiritual master, he continuously thought of that form. So this is, Srila Prabhupada is quoting, 2nd Canto, Chapter 1. Where, first time when Sukhdev Goswami started speaking, he described the meditation, first primarily meditation on Supreme, on universal form. Second chapter, meditated on the super soul. Go to the subtler. And then, Sukhdev Goswami is going, now you think of God. So it's a from grass to subtle. The universal form is certainly material, gunamai, stula gunamai. It is certainly material. But because everything is an expansion of energy of the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, ultimately nothing is material. It is material, But because it is the expansion of Supreme Lord, therefore it is not material. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's mind was saturated with spiritual consciousness, not material consciousness. His interest was not really to know the geography or astronomy, but his purpose was, who is the source of this all? This is Prabhupada's mood and this purpose. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī has stated, Parā pañcaktya buddhaya hari sambadhi vastunah mumukshubhi parityāgo vairāgyam palgukatyate. Everything, even that which is material, is connected with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. So this Rūpa Gosvāmī's mood. The things are material, all right, our body is material, so we should throw it out? Huh? No, it should be used in the service of the Supreme Lord. It can be transformed and made spiritual by devotional service. And what is the example Srila Prabhupada used to give? Iron in fire will act as a fire. So this material senses can be spiritualized by practice of devotional service. So here, Rupa Goswami is saying material things should not be rejected if they are useful in the service of the Supreme Lord. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati translate this verse in Bengali like this. Hari sevaya yaha hai anukul, what is favorable for the service of the Supreme Lord Hari. Vishya Vishya balya tahara tyag hai bhoolo. If you think it is material, it is your mistake. So anything which is material, which is useful for the service of the Supreme Lord, if we reject that, it means we are mistaken. Any example? Huh? Mahaprasad. Yes. Everything material which we use. Huh? Sorry, microphone is material. Huh? But it can be used for broadcasting the glories of the Supreme Lord. We should not reject it. Telephone, motors, they are used for preaching. They are material, but if they are used for the service of the Supreme Lord, they should not be rejected. This is what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came here in Vrindavan. He came in car, which the sadhus were not really, they were surprised to see. And when he was speaking about the Srishti Leela or the creation from the Upanishad, that Gadha Kund, the Al Babaji left from there. We wanted to know only the Ras Leela, not the Srishti Leela. So then he has a very sarcastic comment at that time. So anything material, if it is favorable for service of Krishna, it should be accepted, not rejected. One should not give up anything connected with Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking it material or enjoyable for material senses. Even the senses when purified are spiritual. Even the senses when purified are spiritual. When Maharaj Parikshit was thinking of universal form of Lord, his mind was certainly situated on transcendental platform. Therefore, although he might not have had any reason to be concerned with detailed information of the universe, he was thinking of it in relation with Supreme Lord. And therefore, such geographical knowledge was not material but transcendental. So this is a Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada's purpose is that this geographical knowledge, because ultimately this whole planet is created by God, so it is connected with God, therefore it is not material. Why it is not material? Because the question asked by Parikshit Maharaj was on a spiritual platform. He was not on a material platform. Because the answer given by Sukhdev was also on a spiritual platform. He was not on a material platform. They will not discuss anything which is not connected with Supreme Lord. Why? What is the need of first chapter of Bhagavad Gita or first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? There is no Krishna in both. There is no description of Krishna. Because the one verse in Bhagavatam says, anything which is connected with Krishna, his devotees, or any historical place, it will be the source of Krishna Katha. It will become the source. Krishna Katha is coming out of that. So because they are bringing Krishna Katha forth, therefore they are spiritual, because they are connected with Krishna. So anything which may be material, but it reminds us of Krishna, that is spiritual. Because that is bringing us to the spiritual platform. Generally devotees, these bodies of the devotees are material. But when they are walking on the street chanting Hare Krishna, people are reminded of Krishna. Therefore devotees are transcendental. Because they are making people to remember Krishna. So anything which is reminding people of Krishna, though it is material, is spiritual. Anything which reminds about Krishna. This is whole 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Opulences of the Supreme. All the opulences are material. But what is the purpose? They remind us of Krishna. What is the Arjuna's question in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Avikalpena yogena. How can I be conscious of you, Krishna, every time? Everywhere. In temple we are conscious of Krishna. When we go out we forget Krishna. So how, when I am fighting, when I am riding, when I am eating, when I am walking, when I am drinking, how can I be conscious of Krishna? Then Krishna has given some hints that you are drinking water, the taste I am. You are seeing sun, light coming from me. You are walking on the earth, I enter into the earth, therefore it is in it the orbit. So Krishna has given the description of limited things only, but there are unlimited things. By seeing that we think of Krishna. You understand this part? What is the purpose? In our Delhi temple, in an expo, one foreign devotee entered inside and he saw a huge Anant says serpent and Vishnu. He said, oh my God. Then devotee says, yes, he is God. Yes, he is God. He says, oh my God. Means, see, this big serpent, and then man is lying on the bed of serpent. My God. That means that scene reminded him of God. And he says, yes, he is God, Vishnu. he is God. So anything which reminds us of God, though it is material, must be considered spiritual. That's what the Prabhupada's purpose is focused on. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 5th chapter, 20, Narad Muni has said, Idam hi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetaraha. The entire universe is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although it appears different from Him. Whole universe is God, though it is different from God. How to digest this? Think about this. Therefore, although Parikshit Maharaj had no need for geographical knowledge of this universe, that knowledge was spiritual and transcendental, because he was thinking of entire universe as an expansion of energy of the Lord. Now Srila Prabhupada has a practical application of this verse for us as a devotees. In our preaching work also, we deal with so many property, money and so many books. bought and sold. But because these dealings all pertain in Krishna conscious movement, they should never be considered material. So, now Srila Prabhupada is giving us personal realization. As a manager, sometimes we think we are not doing spiritual, we are doing material things. But Srila Prabhupada says, when you are counting books, you are selling books, when you are buying property for temple, well, temple, this whole building is material. Bricks are material, cement is material. But this temple is spiritual because Supreme Lord is served here. So when we are doing all the transaction of business, this is not for us, it is for Krishna consciousness, therefore it is not material. That one is absorbed in thought of such management does not mean that he is outside of Krishna consciousness. If one rigidly observes the regulative principle of chanting 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day, direct instruction of Srila Prabhupada now for us. If one rigidly observes the regulative principle of chanting 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day, his dealing with the material world for the sake of spreading Krishna conscious movement are not different from spiritual cultivation of Krishna consciousness. So if we chant Hare Krishna and then deal with all these things, then it is not material. Once in England, there was a need to inaugurate the temple. So the main leader of the temple was too busy fixing the altar. Almost 18 hours, 20 hours he was working. And some other devotee, he went to the Prabhupada, he said, "Say our leader is not chanting Prabhupada Hare Krishna." Prabhupada simply said, "When Arjun was chanting when he was fighting." Prabhupada said, "When Arjun was chanting when he was fighting in a Kurukshetra war." Prabhupada just answered this. He was surprised. He said, "What it means?" So how can Arjun chant? Because he was serving for Krishna. He has no time. Because why we are chanting? We are chanting to get service for Krishna. So he was serving Krishna. What is the problem? So Prabhupada says he's completely absorbed in service of Krishna to open the temple. So that is his chanting, it is his spiritual. Same question was asked by another devotee in Calcutta. He said, "Our leader is not chanting Prabhupada." Prabhupada said, "He should be removed from the position of leader." Why? Prabhupada understood that he's not chanting and he's not really doing any service too. So the both answers are different. Here, right there, at Charanamrit, most of devotees here were over 10 years, they know Vibhu Chaitanya was sitting here, distributing Charanamrit. He came as a middle-aged Bengali, little businessman, and become devotee here, Prabhupada's time. And his service was to cook in this kitchen. Night 3 o'clock he used to come early morning till 10 o'clock in night. So one day secretary of Srila Prabhupada at that time, he said, "Where is your japa mala? Vibhu, you are not chanting." He said, "Hare Krishna Prabhu Hari Bol." Did not say anything. He went and complained to Srila Prabhupada. "Prabhupada, Vibhu Chaitanya is not chanting." Prabhupada said, "What? I am hearing whole time he is singing Krishna's glories from the kitchen. I hear from morning 3 o'clock till evening 10 o'clock he is chanting holy name. When he is cooking in the Krishna kitchen, he is chanting holy name throughout." And then Prabhupada turned to this secretary and he looked to his beadbag, "Are you chanting?" So activities which may appear material, if they are for the pleasure of Krishna, Hari, Guru, and Vaishnava. Any activity which is for the pleasure of Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, it may appear material, but it has a spiritual benefit. It may appear material, but it has a spiritual benefit. Anything which is connected with Krishna or anything which is connected with Krishna is spiritual. So Srila Prabhupada's purpose is mainly focused on this point. Now Sukhdev Goswami will describe the Jambudvip, the different islands, and then different varshas, and then different form of Vishnu worship by different devotees and different prayers. So ultimately everything, and in the end of fifth chapter again it will say, fifth canto it will say, all this description is ultimately to think of Supreme Lord, who is source of all this. So we end class here. Anybody has question or comment? Any question or comment? Yes, Prabhuji. Very good. Our Prabhuji, what is good name, Prabhuji? Mayapur Sachidas. Mayapur Sachidas is giving a good comment that all this description is Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. Very good comment. That everything is Krishna and also not Krishna. Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. Everything can be classified according to this doctrine of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. Bheda means difference, Abheda means no difference. So there is a difference between the material world and Krishna, and there is no difference. There is difference that material world is temporary. There is no difference because it is coming from Krishna. Why it is, Krishna is permanent, the material world is temporary. But it appear and disappear. Krishna always remains. But sometime he is manifest, sometime he is not manifest. So material world is a bhed. There is no difference between material world and Krishna. And there is a bhed, means there is a difference. So this is a very nice comment. This whole can be discussed under the heading bhed, achintya. Achintya means inconceivable. Inconceivable means really we cannot materially calculate this. Inconceivable is actually achintya shakti. This achintya shakti is also Krishna's achintya shakti. Achintya shakti means inconceivable potency. We cannot think about this. Thank you very much. Any other question? Yes, Prabhuji. Well, this is another way of saying that all the ornaments may have a different names, but ultimately the gold is the main ingredient in all the ornaments. Well, this is one way to say this. This description mostly used by Mayavadis. It's mostly used by Mayavadis. All different forms appear different, but ultimately it's gold. In that way, they use this analogy. From Achintya Bheda Bheda, we can use this philosophy also. But generally, all the forms which are created by Krishna, this is what Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Murteshu Kaunteha. Sarva Murteshu Kaunteya Aham Bija Pradapidaha. All these different forms are created because I am the seed giving father. So these forms which appears to be material, like whole, on this only the one comment is like this. This is good. We can explain this on Achintya Bheda Bheda, that this is correct. But the problem is second line of this is Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. The next concept will come. Only gold is true and ornaments are false. Then it will be wrong. Jagat is not, the world is not false. Material world is not false. How can it be false coming from absolute truth? Anything coming from absolute truth is cannot be false. The only thing is it is temporary. Temporary does not mean it does not exist. So ornament exists. It has a different name. So it's, that is not false. The world is not false. Because the Mayavadi will go to the second stage of that, after that. They say gold and ornament, and then they say Jagat Mithya, all ornaments, just melt all them, and gold is important. But you cannot decorate your body with gold carrying 5 kilo on your head. Hare Krishna. So, Achintya Bheda Bheda is alright. Like sometime, world is like a dream. Just in Bhagavatam it is a dream. But a dream has something true, it is not false. A dream is not false. In dreams so many things happen which are physically seen. That it means dream is not false in one sense. It appears like false, but it is, therefore this world is a dream. But dream is not false, it is true. This is a little more interesting philosophy, like Krishna is everywhere, everything is in Krishna, nothing is in Krishna, Krishna is nowhere. This is what the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is. This is like king is everywhere, but he's not everywhere. He's everywhere in the form of his rule, of his law, of his power, but as a person he's not everywhere. So Krishna is everywhere through his energies, but he's not everywhere, he is only in his Golok Dham. But even if he's in Golok Dham, he can be anywhere else also. So that is Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. Well, this is not inconceivable actually. So yes, Prabhuji. So dream has a truth also. Because we have past experiences in our mind from many lifetimes, they appear in dream. Dream is not false because all these experiences are already as an impression in the mind, which when mind in a sleep is leaving this body, then in a subtle body is creating the whole world. That is what is explained Mansik Srishti. You know, when Brahma has meant the children by mind, right? So you have also your Mansik Srishti or mental creation in dream. In dream you make the whole palace, you marry in dream, and then when you get up, there is nothing. So it is also called mental creation. That's called sankalpa. Sankalpa creation. It's just mental. Sankalpa is a function of mind. Sankalpa and vikalpa. Hare Krishna. So, we'll study now for at most 4 months, 5 months, different geography of the universe. So what our focus should be? Everything is Krishna. We just think of Krishna. Whatever we hear, ultimately is coming from Krishna. Nothing is except Krishna. Nothing. Maya is not out of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Therefore say Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Yes, Prabhuji, yes. Huh? you have to tell, there are different angles. You have to say something, Maya. Simultaneously, one and different. Simultaneously, inconceivably, simultaneously, one and different. Simultaneously, one and different. At the same time, they are one and different.
Hare Krishna. Tanha
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare.